USA.org today.
About 8 hours from now, the IOUs will officially go out as California is forced to do that, drowning in a sea of ridiculous debt. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In fact, in California, they are bracing for massive shutdowns. And when I say bracing for shutdowns, well, you know, you're talking about all kinds of things. There's going to be a lot of people that will be out of a job, at least temporarily, no question about it. And California, not the only state in trouble. Arizona, Indiana, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania all having problems with budget gaps as well. So in Los Angeles, there's, of course, massive coverage over what's happening in Cali, and there are a lot of state agencies that simply either have to shut down or they have to open for only a couple of days as they cannot afford to continue to go down the path they're on. They're close to a $24 billion shortfall. So when I say IOUs, well, who gets the IOUs? If you're a vendor, you get them. If you're a taxpayer and college student, perhaps, getting state financial aid, you get the IOU. And, of course, local governments up and down the whole state. You know, it's interesting in delving further into this. It's only happened one other time. You have to go back to 1992. That's the only other time that California has been put in this kind of a jam. Now, other states that I mentioned, and you might be living in one of them or listening to America Tonight, in Arizona, they've never missed their budget deadline. But now they're trying to figure out how to resolve a $3 billion gap. And as I said, there are others. Michigan, for example, that's not a surprise, because if you look at what's happened in Michigan, my goodness, due to what's happened certainly with the automotive industry, you can see why they're worried about being heaped into that bunch with the rest of the states that I just mentioned. And it's pretty tough, because it's pretty tough, because what happens is, and how will this affect you? Well, if you go to any of the parks, for example, in the summertime, who knows if they'll be open and what time they'll be open and all that sort of thing. If you have to get your vehicle registered, you have to go and get your driver's license, motor vehicles, yeah. That could be shut down in some of those states because they can't afford to keep them staffed, frankly. So some serious economic shortfalls with these budgets in already just a handful of places. I think there's more shoes to drop, to be honest, when it comes to the money woes. I don't think that the states that I just mentioned are the only ones in that situation. No money woes when it comes to, on the opposite end of the spectrum, Simon Cowell. I have to mention it at the top, I could care less about the Brit who digs everybody on the show American Idol. In fact, I've never watched American Idol other than the clips you see when you're flipping through, right? But I have to say this. It shows you how out of whack things are. Simon Cowell gets offered $144 million a year to stay on American Idol. Unbelievable. But of course, hey, it's capitalism, and American Idol makes a ton of money for Fox. They don't want to lose him. They know that he is the part of the reason why people tune in to see what nasty things or what he's going to say to whoever the contestants are. So they're willing to pony up, Rupert Murdoch is, serious bucks to keep him on that show. So here's a suggestion. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you need to saddle up and get close to Simon Cowell. Maybe he can lend California some money so some of the state agencies can stay open. Overseas, big concerns over a couple of things. You know, how many times did I jump on the air and talk about North Korea, what's going to happen and it's big in Asia. You think of China, Japan, the thrown in our face, we're ready to set off some more missile tests. The North Korean ship decided to reverse course. Big, big story. So after you had a destroyer shadowing the ship, they decided to head back toward the north where they came from. They were tracked for a week by one of our giant Navy vessels. Remember the Kang Nam? Where was it going? Did it have banned materials in it? Because there was this new UN anti-proliferation resolution. Did that matter? Well, I really thought that all hell was going to break loose. So at the last moment, the ship decided to turn around. I mean, and the Navy was shadowing it right on its rear end, tailgating it very closely. And 2 weeks ago, after the ship left North Korea, still don't know where it's going and what the destination is, but at least it's not going to reach Burma because they have to stop at another port, obviously, to refuel, I would guess, at this point. And the idea is the UN resolution would allow the international community to ask for permission to board and search any suspect shipped on the seas, right? That's the whole idea. If the permission is refused, which is what they were saying would happen with the Kang Nam, then they can ask for an inspection in whatever nation where the ship pulls into port. North Korea said any interception of the ship is a declaration of war. I thought they were going to push it, but they decided to pull back on this one. How about that? In Honduras, it's another powder keg that we've talked about a little bit, but now it's been blown up open a little bit wider as the president who was overthrown, if you will, the military booting him out over the weekend, is vowing to return to Honduras despite an arrest threat. And apparently there are a bunch of foreign leaders now, the very latest I have, that want to accompany President Zela back to Honduras. And the interim government is saying, you do that, we're going to have these elections in November, you do that, you're going to be arrested. And what he's saying is he wants to just finish the current mandate, that he wants to stay there and finish out the rest of the term. But the interim government is saying, no, that's not going to happen. So there is a lot of international support for this guy, and the ante has been upped, if you will, in Central America, and I guess probably the biggest political crisis in decades there. So the coup against Zela, just toppling over the weekend, will it's what's happened is there's been this dispute over the push to allow presidential reelection beyond a single four-year term. And a lot of people have been condemning what's happened, including Barack Obama, because they don't like, obviously, what's going on in Latin America. And you think of Honduras, actually. If anyone's been to Honduras, it's a banana exporter. There's, 7-8 million people there, impoverished area. Textile, they're known for that. They're known for coffee, and there's been a lot of demonstrations and a lot of talks, and the interim government is now saying, just learning this, that they're going to send a delegation of politicians and business folks and lawyers to Washington on Wednesday for talks about what's going on. Hang with us, more to come.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Coming up, if you take Vicodin or Percocet, a group of FDA advisors is suggesting it should be taken off the market for the liver damage that is done by taking doses of it. Also, Tylenol and NyQuil would make the list. It hasn't happened yet, but it's absolutely being discussed. We'll talk about that. And congratulations, as I mentioned before, to Minnesota, because, yes, you finally have your senator in place. It's Al Franken, who says he can't wait to be get started, and he doesn't want to be labeled as number 60 for the Democrats. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, if you've never heard the show before, I like to say that it is the show for those with ADD because we bounce all over the place. There's so much going on. That's what makes it so exciting, frankly, to do the show. You can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net. Steve is listening to us in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
I just wanted to, I mean, you're probably going to think I'm insane here or something, but, you know, the Democratic Party has become the party of death. You know, abortion, euthanasia, rationing health care now. They and death seem to get along. And have you ever noticed how when they're in trouble, somebody conveniently dies? Clinton's mom, when he was in trouble at the end of the campaign, all of a sudden Obama's mother dies at a convenient time. And now I'm sitting there waiting to hear about the energy tax. I'm ready for, you know, news. And Michael Jackson dies. And the thing is, Fox News just click went right into 8 or 10 hours of constant MJ coverage, which, you know, hey, I remember listening to him at the sock hop. You know, it's not breaking news, it's broken news. You know, hey, he's still dead. But, you know, it's just weird to me how people just die at convenient times as if they've almost got a deal cut with the Grim Reaper. You know, I mean,
you know what, Steve? Steve, I like how you preface this. You're going to think I'm weird or something, but is there a deal going on? I don't think it's that, but what you could say is, if you go with the conspiracy thing, wow, what a great time for a distraction. They got lucky again because, okay, the climate bill narrowly passes through the House, and we've talked about it a ton on America Tonight. I said this last night when I went off on my own little soapbox that you have to get involved because you got to lobby, push your senators not to go in that direction because you don't realize the things that are included in it that are going to kill you as the average American. But you're right. There is a thing called timing, and the timing of the Grim Reaper, sadly, seems to be on the side of the distraction is what it is.
All of a sudden, the night before, Hannity's not on. O'Reilly's not on. None of the regular shows that might have reminded people to call, to bother their senators or their reps.
The congressmen, yeah.
They're all cut from Michael Jackson. You just got to wonder. I do want to say something about the Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
It really, more people die from liver failure from Tylenol and acetaminophen than anything else. And it's not that any of those products are dangerous. It's just that, you know, people go take a couple of extra Tylenol, and then they'll take some NyQuil with it, and then they do a couple of Alka-Seltzer Plus, and everything that they're taking has it in it. So, I mean, I don't agree with taking anything off the market, but it might not be a bad idea if all of these different products just said, this contains 400 milligrams of Tylenol, you shouldn't take more than 1,000 milligrams a day. So that people
right.
are at least aware of what they're doing.
Right,
you know,
and that's
a
good point.
Off the market, but you know, a little clearer labeling might help because people just don't realize that. Hey, I'm taking the same drug 15 different ways.
Right, absolutely, that's a great point. Absolutely, and that's what it is. The acetaminophen is what's in most of it, and as you said, it's the most likely cause of those acute liver failures. And you've got Tylenol, NyQuil, even Pamperin, they say, got it in it. And if you mix that cocktail together, you don't realize that you have it. So maybe it needs a more stringent warning, I guess.
And nobody knows that you are never, ever supposed to take acetaminophen and drink alcohol.
Right.
Everybody does. I mean, Google it or Bing it or whatever, and you'll see study after study after study says, alcohol and acetaminophen at the same time, liver damage. So, you know,
yeah.
Like I
yeah,
said,
you're right.
People need to be informed, but not have somebody take control of their life. There's a difference between, you know, telling people that, hey, this is bad for you, and saying, no, you just can't have it, no better.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I agree with you.
That's the way our guy goes now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just let people know that it's toxic and it should be. Well, here's what you can't do, and you're running a risk of this. Absolutely. My goodness, we already have the commercial, Steve, that lists all the 10,000 different side effects, so why not just throw that in there anyway? Absolutely. Hey, thanks
right.
for the call. You're a great caller. Call again. And it is one of the most commonly used drugs in the U.S. for pain, fevers, like he was saying. Overdoses have been linked to, gosh, almost 60,000 emergency room visits and deaths in the 90s, et cetera. So probably what the FDA will do is what I'm assuming, it's what he said, put a box warning on the prescription combination drugs. And that's what it's about. People don't realize what they're taking. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to go to something a little more salacious, I guess. The governor of South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Sanford.
Man, I tell you, saying he'd been with some other women during his marriage and that he lied in his press conference and all that stuff. I was wondering when they do this investigation about how much money he spent on the current mistress, if they're going to go back, him being in, you know, the government workplace on these other women to see if he's wined and dined them on the people's tax money.
Yeah, the attorney general is looking into his travels because the one thing he tripped up with is he said he went to see the woman in Argentina 5 times already this year. So they're looking into it to see if some of that was paid by the taxpayer already. So he kind of threw himself under the bus, too, by mentioning this thing about other women and what was the deal. And it's just ridiculous, Jana, now at this point. I mean, you and I talked about this when it first happened.
Yeah.
He's all over the map. It's not even about, okay, here's another guy in front of the mic saying he had an affair and, gosh, I'm sorry. It's now crazy town. It's a train off the tracks.
Yep, definitely. Well, you have a good evening, Kate.
All right, you too. Thanks for the call as always, Jana. Stay safe there in Iowa. Hey, if you want to call the show, you can join the fray about what Steve in Dallas was talking about, too, as far as the drugs. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. When you talk about Vicodin and Percocet, I talked about this before, that I had been prescribed a couple with the tooth thing that I had, the wisdom teeth. When the wisdom teeth were removed, they gave me that. But what's happened at these farm parties, of course, these are big drugs too, but people get addicted to it. So now there's the addiction factor on top of it. But I think it's more about the fact that, just like in some of the deaths we've seen of people, they're mixing so many different things, they don't even know what they're doing in the Molotov cocktail that they're putting into their bodies, and they're not consulting anyone about, geez, I also take this and I mix this all in. And a lot of times people, when they do go to the doctors, if they can afford to go to the doctors, they don't tell their doctor enough about some of the other things that they might partake in. Therefore, they have no idea that you're taking how many Tylenol a day on top of whatever he prescribes for you. So it's always a good idea to do it. But, I mean, I'm as guilty as anyone else. I'm sure I haven't. I go in and out. I'm just worried about getting in and out of the doctors if I go. Luckily, I'm pretty healthy, but still, I'm sure I've missed conversations about not even thinking about aspirin or whatever else, and it can be just as dangerous. So maybe this is a good thing that the panel is warning about the mixtures and talking about at least labeling things correctly so more people's lives can be ultimately saved. Got more odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We talked about a couple of different things here on this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves, coast to coast and everywhere in between America tonight. If you think of something, you sleep on, you think, oh, I wish I had chimed in on that, flip me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Got to give out the daily salute. I hope we have that audience ready. We have a live audience in Minneapolis. Matt Johnson ran out to the Starbucks. They stayed open late for him, and he got them all some of those caramel macchiatos or whatever they are. I don't know what they're called. Those caramel drinks to keep them awake. Fatten them up because they probably have 1,000 calories in them. Who knows what they have in them. But anyway, the daily salute goes out to the people who were hustling to get to that Airbus crash in the Indian Ocean, which is atrocious, because now they're saying this is a plane that was inspected and had all kinds of problems with it. So here we go again. But a 14-year-old girl somehow survived that. They were able to swoop her up and take her to a hospital. How do you survive an airline crash? Earlier in the day, I heard that they thought they had a 5-year-old boy, and it turns out it's not a 5-year-old boy, it's a 14-year-old girl that was found alive after this crash. Boy, can you imagine what her recollections of this crash are? And so they recovered some bodies who were aboard this Yemeni Airways that crashed off the coast of Comoros, is how you say it, in the Indian Ocean. And they kept saying a five-year-old. And then later in the day, I was trying to even nail it down myself, and it was a 14-year-old, apparently 14-year-old girl. Terrible weather, windy, brutal conditions, poor weather conditions. Only had an hour and a half left for the flight, and they say it's too early to completely blame it on the aircraft. But the, you know, a malfunction. They don't know what happened. They're investigating it. It's way, way, way too early, like I said, but it looks like there were some of the similar problems, maybe like that Air France Airbus that crashed off Brazil in the beginning of June. This is two pretty close crashes. I mean, gosh, awful. And it's interesting because I tried to figure out, when have you heard of somebody surviving? And there was, remember this Northwest flight in, it happened in Detroit. There was a four-year-old girl that survived. 156 people died, but there was a four-year-old that somehow, you know, miraculously walked away from that. And I think that's the daily salute, that they got to her, got her out, because we need some good news, for God's sake. When we hear about these crashes, I just, it's awful when you hear about the crashes, no doubt. All right, of course, there's lots of controversy brewing on a lot of different things. We talked about Honduras. Now you have reps for this interim government going to Washington to meet with the people in Washington. We'll see what that produces. Apparently, there's a lot of Hondurans in the streets protesting one way or the other. Either they're for the ouster president who was gone, and they're supporting the new president, or they're going the other way. In fact, the latest I saw on one of those, eyewitness journalist type things is that you had 50,000 is what the estimate is, people from all over Honduras that marched into the capital city to show support for the new guy, the interim guy, Micheletti, and for the impeachment of Zela, the guy who was booted out by a semi-military coup on Sunday. So, geez, which is it? Here's the interesting thing. What's the real representation? What do the people really want in Honduras? What do they really want to see? That's what I want to know. Is it Zela? Is to impeach him? Or is it the new guy? Or is it a different... Is there some different component here? So what's being said now, what's being pumped out, is that they want the world leaders to recognize the legal process and to respect the Supreme Court, the Attorney General, and the National Congress's decision, they say, to impeach Zela after this coup in Honduras. That's why the scurrying to D.C. And Obama is backing the old guy, and so is the UN, etc. So, wow. Okay, so enough on Honduras. Let's move closer to home quickly, because I don't know why, somehow I was stunned when I read this. I shouldn't be, I guess. But in New York, check this out. There, because of the different people that live in New York, it's the melting pot, right? The city council overwhelmingly, this is New York City, passed a resolution to add, this just happened, to add two important Muslim holidays to the public schools holiday calendar. The vote isn't binding, but it puts the council in a conflict with the mayor, Bloomberg, who ultimately has the final say on the days off, and he said he is opposed to the idea. The mayor, in fact, said before the vote that not all religions could be accommodated on the holiday schedule, only those with a very large number of kids who practice. And what he said is, and good for him, shockingly, I never agree very much with anything that comes out of Bloomberg's mouth, but I agree here. He says if you close the schools for every single holiday, there won't be any school, and that you have to keep the kids in the classroom, you have to educate them, so you cannot accommodate every other group. But there have been a lot of people pushing against this because you have Christian and Jewish holy days like Christmas and Yom Kippur, but no Muslim holidays, or holy days is a better way to say that. So there are a lot of people that don't understand it, and they say Bloomberg is alienating many of them because the Muslim population is key. It is really growing in New York, and of course, he's looking for re-election in the fall. So there's been a big campaign to push for a change here and to have some of the holy days recognized, and why can't they be recognized is what they're saying. If you have so many others that are, is that really fair to the rest of the population? And, you know, the thing is that you have floating holidays that's set by really the lunar calendar, right? When you talk about the Muslim days that they're mentioning. And it's interesting, excuse me, because in some other schools they recognize that some students are Muslim. And they do have, like, there are two holidays that have been adopted by school districts in Dearborn, Michigan, and a couple of municipalities, I guess, in Jersey have done it as well. Wow. Anybody got a problem with this? Do you think it's fair to say, well, hey, more Muslims are moving into our various cities and states, and if they recognize the Christian and Jewish holidays, why shouldn't they recognize a couple of those other holidays? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to say foul, and I agree with Bloomberg, because you can't, number one, ultimately right now, when you look at the bulk of the populations, then you can't cowtail to the pressure to be politically correct and not infuriate other people, because ultimately the kids do have to be in class, and how many days can you accommodate? Then you'd have to go through, and there are, you'd have to really take into account anybody from any religion, and eventually there'd be too many days. Now, if you wanted to switch the days out, although that wouldn't make sense because you can't have kids coming in and out of the schools, the thing that you would have to do, ultimately, I think, is just, the kids would have to go out on their own. If there's a holy day that they want to recognize, then you keep your kids out of class. That's the answer to that, right? And send in a sick note. But I think it's a dangerous direction to go in with this grassroots campaign, and it's not just in those states. They're talking about the end of Ramadan, as that's one of them that you would recognize, and a couple of others as well. So what is being thrown out there is, why should they have this painful choice for Muslim students? Should they go to the class in the interest of their grades and attendance record, or cut class to be with their families? And there may be more, you know, there may be more municipalities that will bow down to the pressure, but good for the mayor for not doing that. Of course, the city council looked at it a lot differently than he did, certainly. But I'm going to have to say, shockingly, I agree with Bloomy. If your kids or grandkids go to school, how would you feel about ultimately having to recognize Muslim holidays? Or maybe am I just dead wrong on this and looking at it from a different, you know, from a wrong point of view? But I don't think so. I think you got to look at our population the way it is and the way it stands, and I don't think you can change that up. And I don't care if we're talking about Kentucky or Illinois, California, Texas, etc. You just can't go there. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll take your calls on the flip side here on ATN. Hang with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Well, and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck spell has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah, hopefully you're not having the bad luck. Hopefully you're having the good luck. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of the show. AmericaTonight.net. You can send your thoughts there. We've talked about a lot of different things during this show, including the whole Vicodin Percocet, Tylenol, NyQuil debate, and what the FDA ultimately does with the advisors, telling them this is bad because what it's doing, liver damage to so many people that are mixing it up, and some of them that have absolutely no idea about this. I was just talking about the deal in New York about the Muslim holidays. Is it fair or foul? Wherever your little corner of the world is, I don't know, how would you feel about adding two more holy days that were Muslim holy days onto the calendar that's already got all the XYZ days planned in, as it were? Shockingly, I agree with the mayor of New York, because if you accommodated every single person, the kids wouldn't be in school enough, and it would be a problem, and that's what happens. And that's what the deal is. You placate one group, then the next group wants you. You placate one group, then the next group wants you, and then it gets completely out of control. So, sorry, you got to go with the masses. And so he'll have to take the heat for that. Aaron in Kentucky, my friend, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Kate. What's going on today?
Man, I'll tell you, it's a lot of crazy stuff, whether it's outside of the borders or in the borders in the U.S. And finally, I guess Minnesota has their senator. Not a surprise, Norm Coleman had to do that after the Supreme Court in that state backed basically Al Franken. Now they've got their senator after 8 months and millions of dollars in elections cost.
Oh, they got their 60, I guess, now.
They got their 60. Senate. They got their 60, yeah. But Franken's saying, don't think I'm necessarily going to be a 60. And you got to remember, too, you got Robert Byrd, who's been sick a bunch, and you have Edward Kennedy. You have Teddy Kennedy, right. Who's not there a lot either.
Right. Well, I got a couple quick comments. I know I wanted to comment on the holiday thing, but first, I'm going on vacation. I tried to call you yesterday, couldn't get through, but I am going on vacation. One of our first vacations, I think, in 5 or 6 years. We're going down to Myrtle Beach, taking my family there.
Oh, Myrtle Beach is great. Aaron, I love Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I do too. We got a really nice deal. Some friends of ours actually ended up not going. They had a timeshare, and for whatever reason it worked out, they weren't able to go. So we got a really good deal from them. We paid their maintenance, and we get like a week there. So,
wow, you can't turn
really
down
happy.
That deal.
No, it was too good. So, but you know, I'm hoping that this vacation it'll probably have lasted for a few years. So we're going to enjoy it, I guess, as much as we can.
Yeah, good for you.
But the other thing, like I said, I know America and other countries beat us over the head with their own freedoms and stuff. You know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, alienate anybody and all that. But you know, when talking about the idea of fairness, I mean, you know. Come on, I mean, in Islamic countries, I mean, are they going to, like, start recognizing Christian and Jewish holidays and all that? You know, because, you know, for Islam, I mean, overall, I mean, you know, they are trying to get in this country now, I believe, and through the school system. I mean, what better way to try to indoctrinate kids and, you know, have them start recognizing these holidays and, you know, just start getting a foothold in this country? Because now for, you know, Christians... And Jewish people, I mean, we don't force people into our religion. That's not the way it works. But somehow I think that for the way Islam works, I believe that they really, it's more on the forceful side. And then, of course, if you try to leave it, then, you know, they kind of, well, break your life and all that kind of stuff, which is why I know I asked you a long time ago about where's the moderate loving Muslims at, and I know you said you're going to have some Muslim comic on the radio show, and I never, maybe I just missed it or something, but has he been on already or something?
Yeah, Salim Siddiqui, we missed him last time around. We'll get him back on again. I've had him on about 3 or 4 times, and he speaks to that, and there is moderates, but you're right. Overall, I agree with you. I don't think they speak out then. I think that basically they lay in the shadows, and that's not good because that doesn't... If there is a more moderate vein, then you need to see it. I think you're absolutely right.
And what does
right.
that do? That empowers the radical portion
yes.
of their religion. And you know, like I said, and if their goal is to, you know, take over the world, you know, with their religion and all that, then, you know, I just think there has to be, you know, some thought given to that. You know, what are we doing? You know, are other countries allowing, you know, the Christian faith and, you know, Jewish and all that, you know, have their days and all that. You know, I mean, we just kind of got to, you know, throw all that in there and kind of think about that as well.
No, I agree with you, Aaron. Absolutely. Hey, have a great time in Myrtle Beach. I love that beach there. I got a deal like you a couple of years ago, and I got to go hang with my mother down there, and I had the best time. That
yeah,
beach is
we're looking
awesome.
Forward
I love
to it.
It.
All right.
Good
okay, great. It's good to talk to you, okay? You take care.
You too, Aaron. Be safe. You know, it's coming up, and it's what? Now we're already into July. That's shocking, isn't it? But, yep, we're into July, so flip another page in the calendar over. The 13th, the Senate hearings start for Sonia Sotomayor. And what will it be like? I keep saying this. It's obvious she's going to get roughed up, whether it's over the firefighters and ultimately a huge victory, by the way. Bravo for that, the Supreme Court the other day, as they were discriminated against. And I think that is a good thing. You might see some lawsuits actually spring out of that decision over what happened in New Haven, Connecticut, but she is going to get grilled, but everybody that goes up there, as I said before, gets grilled. When don't they? Think of the people that have been paraded before. Think of Bush's 2 last nominees and what happened with them. So Sandra Day O'Connor was on one of the morning shows, and here's what she said as far as jumping into that process and why it's been so tough lately.
Well, it has grown more unpleasant for the nominee, and that's largely because of what you do, and that is gavel-to-gavel television coverage of the hearings. And that brings a lot more public focus to them, and it causes the members of the committee to try to be perhaps more aggressive in their questioning. You know, for most of the nation's history, the Senate committee never asked the nominee to come in and answer questions. That was not considered necessary or appropriate. And it wasn't until about the nomination of Felix Frankfurter for the court that the Senate asked the nominee to come in for a few questions. And it didn't get intense until television gave it gavel-to-gavel coverage. And that's what has added pressure, I think, through the years. And having gone through it myself, I can agree with you. It's not a very pleasant experience.
All right, it's one that we've been talking about a ton, and her background and her record. I don't think that ultimately she won't be approved, but who knows? Maybe something else comes out of what her past record has been. You know, where does she go? Is she tough on crime? What are some of the other decisions? What are some of the other questions? And ultimately, what kind of a Supreme Court justice? Because remember, this is a lifetime appointment. Some of you have called throughout the past couple of weeks to talk about it, and I think it'll get pretty interesting as we get closer and closer to things. One interesting side note, this actually I thought pretty funny, good for Sarah Palin. I don't know how that came up, but Sarah Palin made a funny comment that got a little bit of press. She said she was confident that she could outrun Obama, and apparently she's in pretty decent shape, and she's saying that if you talk to any of her old coaches, they tell you that as well, that what she doesn't have in physical strength or skill, she makes up in endurance and determination. So if it was a long race, she would probably win because she's an avid runner. And something else that she happened to mention, she had an accident just a couple of days before the vice presidential debate last fall. I guess she fell on a trail while she was jogging at Senator John McCain's ranch. She tore up her hands and was dripping in blood. So she said, and I didn't even notice this, in that debate you could see a Band-Aid on her right hand. Oh, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? Oh, excuse me, Senator McCain, any Band-Aids anywhere? Got any supplies? I kind of tripped on the trail. We're not tripping here, though. We're tripping along, as they say. As always, on America Tonight, just remember, you can still grab that brass ring because we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth.